This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I thought I would take a second here because I think a lot of you guys can make some money. And I make some really good money. I wish I could design this business because I'm always thinking about businesses. But I was standing in line the other day, and I don't know if you guys have ever stood in a long line. I'm sure you all have. And usually you hate it. For some reason, I really enjoyed it the other day, and I tell you why. Well, so basically, I need to get my flu shot. Okay, so I went and got my flu shot. My husband's like, you know what, let's do it now, because I was going to wait for the weekend, but, you know, we got a lot of good football, you know, I think what, Dallas plays Seahawks, so I'm like, okay, I don't want to do anything on Sunday. So we figured, okay, this is what we're going to do. We'll go and get our flu shot. And so we go to the pharmacy, because you can get, you know, a flu shot at a pharmacy, and this is the pharmacy where I usually go and, you know, get my prescriptions. So there's no sign saying where to go for your flu shot, so we go up to a window, and they go, oh, yeah, just go stand in line. All right, so we look, and you see one person, and then you see another person, like, oh, the line's not bad, but then the line actually goes on for a while. So I'm kind of chill, and I'm feeling good that day, because I've been in that line before, you know, to pick up my Vagifem. You know, so I get in line, and I'm like, oh, hi, you remember me? Remember we stood in line together last time when I had to pick up my vaginal estrogen? Yeah, you're on that? Yeah, the Vagifem's working great. Okay, so I'm sitting there in line, and I'm kind of liking it, you know, and I'm with my son, and he's like, oh, my gosh, Mom's talking about her Lily again. And I guess my husband, he was in a hurry because he had to get back to work. And so he, you know, starts to walk and turn the corner when he sees the line. You know, there's always somebody who goes, wow, this is the line. You know, there's always somebody. So yesterday it was my husband. And that's okay. He always does that. I don't understand what the purpose of that is, but there's always somebody who complains about the line size, and they complain different ways. Some are very, very vocal about it, going, wow, this is the line. And then some are like, wow. And they're really kind of quiet. So the quiet ones are just kind of looking for, you know, some brotherhood, you know, in the line. And I'm like, I got you, dude. Yeah, this is a long line. The ones that are loud about it are kind of hoping that the powers that be, you know, make the line go faster. Now, we've learned this sort of behavior on kind of complaining about the line. Another thing you could do is stand outside the line. And rather than the line look single file and make it look smaller, people will stand to the side of the line to make it look like there's a crowd. And the reason why people do that is because if you've ever been to Target or a shopping or a supermarket, clerks will look up. Right when they're doing when they're you know, cashiering your stuff, and they'll look up and they'll look around, they'll go, oh, there's a lot of people, and then they'll get on that microphone and they'll be like, we need a help up here at the cashier department, please, or whatever. They'll say something right online or over the loudspeaker, and you're like, yeah, that person's a hero. Whoever is that cashier that says, okay, we need help up here, they are like a goddess. And I'm like, thank you, because we're all standing here with a thumbs up our butt. Thank you. So yesterday, apparently, there was enough kind of hoo-ha, but there was enough kind of, you know, people kind of standing to the side or whatever, that another person came up and the line started to move. But that's interesting because other people within the line, they kind of have this, you know, attitude. So one woman didn't even want to hear about my Vagifem, and I wasn't even in line for the Vagifem. And she's kind of looking back at me like, you know, why are you talking in line? And she was like up ahead. I'm like, I'm talking in line because there's nothing else to do. And if I'm going to be in line with you guys for about an hour, even though it wasn't going to be an hour, I mean, we're like going to bond. I mean, you know, and I mean, what else am I supposed to do? The last time I was here, I was buying Vagifem. So what else do you want me to talk about? You want me to talk about politics? So she was kind of upset that I was talking. Like, she needed to be in line in quiet. Like she needed to have, you know, to kind of meditate while she's like, because some people meditate when they're in line. Then you had somebody who finally got up to the front of the line, and she made the biggest mistake because she turned around and she made a big face at all of us like, wow, like that took forever. But they saw the people up who were working at the pharmacy saw that she made that face. Don't make that face because now it makes them mad. And they're going to be like, okay, well, now you guys have to wait. So I'm like, no, hurry. Meanwhile, I started to realize that the pharmacist and the techs up at the front probably thought that there was no hurry because I was just there for my Vagifem. So I started to change it up a little bit. So I'm like, oh my gosh, you got to get back. We got to see patients. And oh boy, you know, thank God this line isn't as bad as before because I got to see patients. Okay. So, you know, we manipulate things. But I had a good time, and I like lines, and I think it's fun. And we did our social distancing, and there was a chair there where the CDC said that, you know, per the CDC, this chair is unavailable. So I think it's fascinating that you have government workers in the CDC out of Atlanta who know if a chair is unavailable in Las Vegas. I just think that technology is very, very cool. And then there was a security camera, so I'm, like, posing on the security cameras. I had a good time. But I noticed that people don't want to be in line. Maybe they don't want to be in line with me. Hey, even my husband, he was like, I'll go look at the condoms. He just walked off. No, maybe you don't want to stand in line with me, but I gotta admit, if you guys need to make money, there are people out there that don't want to stand in line. I think there are professions out there, and correct me if I'm wrong, but there are professions out there where if you don't want to stand in line, you could pay somebody to do that for you. And I could do that all day. Give me money. I'll pick up your prescription. I mean, I have to get my Vagifem once a month anyway, right? So I'll go to the pharmacy I know there's things where you could get the groceries and all that other stuff. I don't know if I want to do that. I just want to stand in line for people. And then I'll text you when the line is almost up, and then you just come to the front. There's got to be a way to do that. I don't know if you could do that at the voting booths. I don't know if we're allowed to do that. But anyway, so for those of you who want to make money, I think that's a great way to make money. But it just, next time you're in line, just kind of look around and watch how other people do it and watch their behavior and see how they act and how they, you know, look at others and how they try to make the line go bigger. And then you always have somebody passive aggressive, you know, who's at the cashier. This didn't happen, of course, in the pharmacy. But, oh, by the way, I did get my flu shot. It went really easy. It didn't hurt. Flu shots are out. Consider getting it before people run out. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispicos, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We're back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So we have been seeing the air quality just plummet throughout the United States. In fact, even as far east as New York, they have been able to clock in poor air quality and pollution from the wildfires that have been going on in the California, Washington, Oregon area. In fact, the August complex of fires in Northern California has burned 846,000 acres. All right. This is like the largest fire in California's history. The fires are still going on. And here to talk with us about what's been happening on the ground is Greta Gustafson, who is from the American Red Cross, who is always there. American Red Cross is always there, no matter what the danger. Greta, thank you so much for joining us. We really do appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks so much for covering the wildfires out here west. I mean, it's so devastating to see the impact that's happening here.
Oh, my gosh. And it's been going on for weeks. And we're hearing how firefighters are fatigued. And, I mean, your team has been there, you know, since day one. What can you tell us? How are things going?
That's right. I was talking, actually, with some of our local volunteers just the other day that have been responding to these wildfires for 3 weeks now in Oregon. That just broke out suddenly one morning, and you know, since then they've been sheltering their neighbors, they've been helping to respond to make sure that people have a hot meal and a safe place to stay. But here on the ground, I mean, the devastation is just widespread. Walking through these neighborhoods in southern Oregon, you just see areas that are reduced to ash, and I mean, it's just such a devastating situation that we're seeing. And but the Red Cross is here. We're making sure that people have that safe place, that hot meal, and helping out where we can.
You know, it's, you know, people have been, you know, there's memes and there's always jokes about the year 2020 and, you know, that everybody expected a bad hurricane season and a bad fire season. But, you know, unfortunately, you know, jokes aside, this is one of the more serious years we've had with wildfires, and we've had droughts before. But, you know, I don't believe this year was any worse of a drought than others. You are able to kind of, you know, get your ear to some of those, you know, investigators out there. What do you think is going on? Why do you think there are so many fires this year?
Well, I think what was so shocking about this, and again, being here in Oregon, is they haven't experienced fires like this before. They haven't experienced a disaster like this before. So even now, weeks later, there's still dozens of wildfires burning throughout the state. There's still people under evacuation orders, and there's still people who are depending on the Red Cross to provide that safe place to stay. It's, I mean, it's just a disaster like we haven't seen in this state before.
Oh my gosh, I could just imagine. So how does it work? So when the fires break out, how does the Red Cross choose where to go? Because obviously they have to worry about your safety. And again, you know, you guys are putting your lives at risk also, you know, being there. How does that work? How does the process work when unfortunately these things happen?
That's right. So we work really closely with emergency management, with our partners here in the local area, and we find those areas that are outside of the evacuation zone, that are outside of the danger zone, and make sure that we can bring people to safety so that when they are evacuating, when they're trying to find that safe place to stay, the Red Cross, our partners, we have shelters set up in those areas that have been deemed safe by local officials. And that way they have that place as they're fleeing with sometimes, you know, just the clothes on their back. They have that safe place that they can walk in the door. They have that friendly face that they can see that's going to tell them that everything's going to be okay and help them just have that place to rest their head when I mean, their whole world is seeming to be turned upside down.
Thank God for you guys. We're talking to Greta Gustafson with the Red Cross, American Red Cross. So, you know, the wind has changed directions, and when the wind changes directions, the fire changes directions. Has your team ever had to then move place, you know, when the evacuation zone areas, you know, obviously it has to be close enough for victims to come, but far enough away to be in safety. Have you guys ever had to move because the fires shifted?
The local officials that we work with are just, I mean, such amazing partners. Our local emergency management here is exactly who we rely on to help us determine those best safe places. And if anything ever changes in the course of a disaster, whether that be the winds changing and the path of the fire changing, that's who we work with to make sure that we're moving our shelters as well. And so we'll work at, you know, the change of, you know, the change of the winds very quickly. We work with our partners to make sure that everyone is in that safest place possible.
That's fantastic. Fantastic. So how long is the average family staying in one of your shelters?
So it changes. I mean, some people are coming in and just grabbing a meal. Some people might have another place to stay, but they walk in and they want that hot meal, and that's what we're here to provide. They might stop by just to talk with one of our disaster mental health volunteers who can provide that listening ear for them. And then we also have folks who are really relying on the Red Cross as their main place to stay. And we're going to be here day in and day out until they figure that next step out, to make sure that they have that place to rest their head.
Man, that's fantastic. And I'm assuming you're also working with security. You know, like what happened with Hurricane Katrina, there was unfortunately, you know, people in certain shelters that were unfortunately getting attacked and things like that. It didn't happen, I believe, under any Red Cross areas. But, you know, do you have security as well?
We partner with the local officials. And, I mean, the big thing to note here, though, is that everyone's welcome in our shelters. And we work with local officials. We work with our own volunteers to make sure that they're a safe place for people to stay. Truly, I've been in our shelters these last few weeks. And, I mean, it's the best of humanity. It's people coming together. It's a community coming together. And people are just so grateful to have that safe place to stay. I talked with this one woman who said that even though she lost everything, even though this is such a devastating time, she's made new friends. She's met new people who have made everything just a little bit better.
Wow. And, you know, it's interesting, you know, when people think of a shelter, they're thinking, okay, well, there's, you know, a cot and there's food. You have to plan for everything. You have to have, like, you know, feminine products. You have to have medication. You have to have, you know, toys and things for the kids. I think people kind of underestimate what goes, you know, into setting up a shelter for somebody during this time.
Yeah, and I think the beauty is, such a community feeling when you walk into one of these shelters. I was just at our one in Jackson County in Oregon, and you walk in and there's, of course, the sleeping area where there's cots and blankets set up, but there's also a local food truck there. There's the Salvation Army helping to provide meals. There was even at one point a tent set up where people were providing free haircuts. I mean, it's just an entire community coming together to figure out how can we make this just a little bit better for people who are experiencing some of the hardest days of their lives.
Yeah. Now, I mean, I'm assuming it's expensive. I mean, it costs money. Where does most of your funding come from?
The generosity of the American public. I mean, we could not do what we do without our generous donors. And so that's why, you know, if anyone can help, visit redcross.org. You can go there to make a financial donation. But also there's other ways people can help, too. They can sign up to volunteer. We're always looking for people to join us, whether it be on the ground or helping to support virtually from their own home. That's an option, too. And then, you know, lastly, people can actually roll up a sleeve and donate blood. For folks who are in unaffected parts of the country, that's a really great way to continue to help your community is by scheduling a blood donation, too.
Exactly. Do you still have that option where you could text $10 or there's a way to text and be able to donate over your cell phone?
We do. So if you text the word wildfire to 90999, that's going to make a $10 donation to help with supporting the wildfires all across the West Coast.
It's amazing. The work you guys do, I just can't. And you're there every day. You guys are working 24/7. We appreciate you. Greta, thank you so much for coming on the show. I can't wait to have you back.
Thanks for having us.
All right. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hi. is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Democrats say, you shouldn't do it. Why? We have a lot of time.
At a Jacksonville, Florida rally last night, President Trump makes his case for filling a Supreme Court vacancy before Election Day.
Let me ask you the one simple question. If it was them instead of us, do you think they'd do it?
Trump will announce his nominee to succeed the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg at 5 p.m. Eastern tomorrow. Today, Ginsburg becomes the first woman to ever lie in state at the U.S. Capitol. One of two Louisville cops shot during protests on Wednesday out of the hospital less than 24 hours later. He was shot during a protest that broke out over a decision not to directly charge any officer with the killing of Breonna Taylor back in March. And you're listening to USA Radio News. The powerful head of the Vatican's saint-making office, Cardinal Angelo Vecciu, has resigned suddenly from that post, renouncing his rights as a cardinal amid a financial scandal that has reportedly implicated him indirectly, the Vatican providing no further details on why the Pope accepted his resignation in a statement issued late Thursday. President Trump applauding news that Pac-12 college football's back on. The conference now set to kick off a seven-game season on the 6th of November, reversing a decision to not play because of COVID concerns. Pac-12 Commissioner Larry Scott says after securing daily testing for athletes and being given the green light from state and local health officials, they voted unanimously to lift a moratorium on competition.
We know how badly our student athletes want to compete, but that we would only do so when we felt that we could do so safely.
The president tweeting congratulations to players, families, and coaches for getting back on track. This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Republican voter registrations in the battleground state of Florida are starting to close in on the Democratic numbers after Republicans hit a party record with nearly 58,800 new voter registrations. Apparently, there's about 5 million Floridians registered as Republican, 5.2 million Floridians registered as Democrats. Now, yesterday we talked about how in a Gallup poll of 1,000 people, 61% want the Electoral College abolished. And I asked you guys, you know, how you felt about that, and many of you have you know, made your comments, some of you on our answer line. So let's go to our phone lines right now. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
You want to talk about the electoral vote and that New York and California shouldn't have more of a say than Wyoming or Kentucky. They do pay more taxes, and whoever pays the most taxes, probably, if there's going to be an electoral college, should probably have the most say. So, yeah, that's what I think. Thanks.
Okay, so that's interesting. So okay. You know, some of the back and forth. So for me, and I've already told you my views, the reason why the Electoral College is in place is because if the majority of the population live in New York or California, then New York and California would then choose what's best for the whole entire country, and what Iowa needs, Wyoming needs, Oklahoma needs would be irrelevant if the Electoral College didn't exist. However, people are also concerned on the micro level that if you are in California, and let's say you vote Republican, and California continually with the Electoral College goes Democrat, there are Republicans there that where their vote doesn't count, where it doesn't matter what their vote count says in within that state. I mean, counties too. I mean, it could be on a micro and macro level. It's which sort of system is the best way to allow one's voice to be heard. Now, that was interesting. Our caller had brought up taxes. California and New York pay more taxes. Do they pay more taxes to the federal government? Do they pay more taxes to their state? Or is it that the population of California and the population of New York pays more taxes within the government, the U.S. government, so they should have more say? That's a little tricky, and I want to hear from you guys. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Population doesn't necessarily translate into tax dollars to the government. I mean, we are, I think, at about a 51 or 52% percentage of people paying taxes, and what, 48% don't? And so the highly populous cities have large populations that don't contribute to the federal tax system. So there's, you know, yeah, they might pay state sales tax or things like that, but in terms of, you know, tax dollars, one could argue that in a lot of the more populous cities, we aren't, you know, seen as much of a higher percentage of that population paying taxes. So I don't know if I would necessarily use that argument, but you make a point. You know, if, you know, California and New York have more people and they put more money in, you know, they should have more of a say. Well, that's, you know, I don't want money ruling the election. I don't like when money gets involved. I mean, I want to know that people who are poor also have a say. And so, like I said, if there are people that are on state aid that aren't, you know, paying income tax or aren't making income, they should be able to still have their vote, whether they live in Wyoming or Oklahoma or Mississippi or New Mexico, et cetera. And so I don't know what the answer is. I mean, the Electoral College was designed, you know, centuries ago, and we still have it today. And there's been, every time somebody loses an election, that side wants the Electoral College abolished. I mean, same thing when Obama won. I heard the GOP say the same thing. And even though, you know, the Democrats are calling for, you know, Electoral College changes, when Obama won, you know, Republicans are saying the same thing, how Republican Californians never get a say. Well, they did during the Reagan elections, but, you know, not recently. So how do you get your say? How does your vote count? Now, you know, I live in Nevada, and Nevada has changed blue. Many times electorally we go blue. And so, if my vote, let's say it was for Trump, or let's say my vote is for Obama, you know, I, whether it helps the Electoral College or not would depend on, you know, I didn't vote for Obama. With the second election, the Obamacare, it was disastrous. But there was, you know, my vote, many of our votes, no say. They just, you know, maybe it went to the popular vote, but, you know, it's frustrating either way. So which system allows an entity or allows a community or allows individuals to have their say? So Electoral College is a little bit more on a macro level where it'll allow states that are less populated to still have a say in what goes on in the country. And Midwest, just because they're not as populous, doesn't mean they don't count, which is why I'm for the Electoral College. But I am frustrated that, you know, like, you know, here with Florida, you have Republican voter registrations neck and neck now with Democratic registrations. Well, you know, 200,000 is still a big difference. But, if Florida goes one way or the other and you have that many millions, 5 million on each side, you know, it's like, how does that count? So that's why the Founding Fathers, you know, establish the Electoral College and the popular vote the way that is. You know, people say Hillary won the popular vote. And people are concerned about how the votes are going to be in terms of mail-in ballots, which we're going to talk about in the next segment. And, you know, when groups of people, let's say, bus people in to give them transportation to vote. And we talked about this when we talked about Bloomberg, you know, paying off felons' fines so they could vote. You know, is it also a form of bribery, you know, to offer transportation and meals to people who, you know, wouldn't necessarily vote and get them to the voting booth to vote your way? You know, is that also? But, you know, people do that. People will help those who can't come to the polls do that. And, you know, it's up to, you know, the powers that be to decide if there's any hanky-panky there going on. But when the popular vote, we believe, has a little bit more room for manipulation. And I hate to say that. I don't want to say that our elections aren't fair, that our elections have manipulation. But, I mean, we just caught, I think in Pennsylvania, was it, you know, ballots discarded. It wasn't a lot of them, but just randomly ballots, the majority of them for Trump, discarded in the garbage. How is that happening? So, you know, voter fraud, people, you know, not showing ID and, you know, claiming they're somebody else. These are things that happen, and no system is perfect. But if that type of stuff seems to happen in and it affects popular votes in, you know, certain populations, what protects the smaller states' interest would be Electoral College. And I know that's up for debate, and, you know, and again, we want to hear from you guys. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. When we come back after the break, apparently support for BLM demonstrations is falling pretty drastically, and you have less and less people looking at BLM as peaceful protests. You're looking at, unfortunately, more of them now disapproving. We're going to talk about the latest violence and what's going on. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Show. Thank you
all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Thanks again to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and Jason for working the dial. So many of you guys over the past few days have been, you know, sending comments and Facebooking and tweeting and messaging on, you know, how you feel about how things have been going, and whether it's with the SCOTUS nomination or whether it's with the, you know, Breonna Taylor verdict, and you know, it's been unfortunately just this year has been just one tragedy after another, and not that the Breonna Taylor killing happened, shooting happened, you know, this year, but with everything going on, I like to look at the strategy of things, and I unfortunately am seeing politics kind of make a bigger mess of things than they need to. And I'm not saying any solution is simple. It's not. But, you know, I listen to both sides because, you know, I'm in the media and that's what I do. And, you know, I'm a physician and, you know, I'm pro-patient. You know, it's not about being right or left or independent. It's, you know, it's being American. You know, I'm American first. And, you know, I will defend, you know, a liberal and a conservative's right to air their views. I won't, condone hate speech. I don't believe, you know, hate speech is included in that. But then hate speech is, you know, I could be like, oh, you know, I hate that movie. Is that considered hate speech? So that's, again, a debate for a different day. But people have been very, very frustrated about, shall we say, Donald Trump and the Republicans moving forward with the SCOTUS nomination, for example. And I had, you know, touched upon this where I think the media and the powers that be on the liberal side, I don't think they really get it. And I think somebody who kind of is a little bit more savvy needs to probably advise them a little better. So, yeah, we've discussed how all these weeks they've been talking about Biden leading in the polls, Biden leading in the polls, you know, Trump's not going to win, you know, you know, we're going to be able to do mail-in ballots and, you know, Trump's going to have to leave the White House and he's going to have to leave the White House, you know, peacefully. So you keep telling the GOP that they're not going to make it and they're not going to be elected November 3rd. And you paint a picture that there's no way they're going to win. What do you think they're going to do when it comes to a Supreme Court nomination? I mean, if you're really telling Trump and the GOP that there is no way they're going to win, and once the Democrats get in power, they have the ability to stack the courts anyway, well, of course the GOP then is going to double down and they're going to, who wouldn't? If you think this is going to be the last time you're in the White House, or you have any control over the Senate or the White House for a while, you're going to go all out. Now, if the powers that be were a little bit more shrewd and it said, you know what, it's going to be a close one, guys. It's going to be a close one, you know, and, you know, it could be anyone's game this election. And, you know, Trump's approach on, you know, being fair with, you know, not picking a Supreme Court justice in an election year and not moving forward with that, you know, might be enough to show that the Republicans are willing to not do, you know, dirty politics or whatever. Maybe, and I'm not saying that would have really, really, that would have worked, but, you know, it might have. I can't tell you how many times I've seen politicians do things and I'm like, they had a chance to do it. But again, they were really worried about public support. They were really worried about how people would think. Well, if you're already telling the Republicans that they're done for this election, and their base is smaller than their non-base, and their base, you know, wants a new Supreme Court justice that's not liberal, you just already forced it. You already forced the hand. You know, another thing that the liberals need to do is start to manage these BLM protests, not protests, the riots, a little better. We are starting to see in polls and in you know, public opinion that the BLM demonstrations aren't peaceful protests anymore. Now, I know some of you are like, well, duh, we've been saying that this whole time. But again, we're talking about, you know, Democratic strategy, liberal strategy. I mean, if they wanted support for Black Lives Matter protests, then they should have made sure that they stayed as protests.
Once they started going as riots, and like in my neck of the woods, we had an officer shot in the head, you lost a lot of support. In fact, you know, it was interesting. I was asked why we don't have doctors doing more, BLM protests. You know, we need to have more medical providers present. You know, white coats for black lives. And many of us, you know, have shown our support, obviously. But after the shooting, doctors really didn't get that sort of, we need to get together. We need to, because, again, there was an association with something that was not what people wanted to be a part of. And I'm starting to find that many people on the Democrat side don't want to be associated with the riots and the police shooting and the unrest. So in one of the latest polls, they say that the support for Black Lives Matter protests is falling across the country after months of unrest. According to Daily Mail, a new poll shows that 39% of Americans now approve of the protests, down from 54% in June. 44% disapprove them just outright. University of Michigan political scientist Christian Davenport said the change down to, quote, compassion fatigue as outrage over videos such as the one of George Floyd has faded. And now people want to return to their everyday lives. Well, what happened with the protests and the riots is you had innocent victims get involved, get attacked, their businesses get attacked. I mean, there were people that were trying to protect their businesses with signs showing, look, I'm on your side, and businesses still get destroyed. And so it's harder to, you know, it's harder to recruit people to be more supportive of something that ends up, you know, hurting their own. So they say the shift appears to be driven by perceptions of violence, with almost a third of Americans saying now that protests are now mostly or always violent. Now, they may not be. There might be protests that are very peaceful, but the media is not covering it. The media is covering the violence. And again, we're talking liberal-driven media will cover the violence because they think that that's going to, you know, push the narrative. That's going to push the cause. You see, people are mad and they're lighting fires. People are mad and they're, well, so if I was, again, a Democratic strategist, and I'm not, I would be like, you might want to ask the liberal media to refocus their coverage on a lot of the peaceful sort of protests, because the average American is thinking that every time there's a BLM protest, somebody is losing their business, somebody's losing their life, innocent people are getting involved, and, you know, but again, there's no organization, there's lack of leadership. You know, we don't really see Joe Biden. I mean, even Donald Trump. I mean, both sides aren't really managing this very well. You know, and then somebody shoots two cops and they get the wanton endangerment charge when actually that's attempted murder. So we just aren't seeing leadership. Now, we have had some, and I don't really know exactly if they're Democrat or not, but Charles Barkley and Shaquille O'Neal have come out saying that the police officer, they've actually defended the police officers who killed Breonna Taylor, saying that it was the boyfriend who opened fire first. Now, for those of you that have kind of been following this, when the police, they say it was a no-knock warrant, but there's been debate that they actually knocked. When they entered the apartment, the boyfriend started shooting at them, so they shot back. And unfortunately, Breonna Taylor very tragically died. So Charles Barkley and Shaquille O'Neal have now come out trying to show their support for police. So, again, it's I think, you know, people on all sides are starting to go, look, I don't want this to be a right-left issue. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Out. our world has changed, which means our everyday has changed too. We work differently, shop differently, and celebrate differently. But what hasn't changed is the need to keep our communities safe by reporting terrorism-related suspicious activity to local authorities. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security's If You See Something, Say Something campaign program manager, Ryan Streeter, shares more.
It's vital we all remain vigilant and are motivated to act. If you see suspicious activity, report it to the nearest local law enforcement agency or person of authority. Describe specifically what and who you observed, as well as when, where, and why you found it suspicious.
September 25th marks the third annual national If You See Something, Say Something Awareness Day.
We want to remind the public that we all play a role in keeping our community safe. Learn the indicators of terrorism-related suspicious activity, and on September 25th, share why you see say using hashtag why I see say.
Learn more at dhs.gov/CSayDay.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.